Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, or wherever you are. Which actually, that just made me think of something. You know what's interesting? Just going to jump right into it. I have people that listen to this freaking podcast and that read my blog from all over the world. It is such a trip. That's kind of blowing me away. Let me pull that information up while I'm before I really get going. It's fascinating to me. I can't believe it. It's probably about like 60, I don't know, maybe 60-40 here, about from, you know, within the United States and outside of the United States. That's the wrong thing I'm clicking on here. So, yeah, I have United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, a place that's not set. There was Japan, Australia, Canada, Bangladesh, and Belgium. Is that interesting? I'm totally blown away by that. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Love everybody. And this actually is for the people that listen. This is another Q&A session. I wanted to just go through and answer the questions. It's so much easier than trying to type it out. When I sit and try to type it out, often that sparks a conversation, you know, and then there's a lot of back and forth. So you've got this big, long email chain. And at this point, shit, when I can't even get my own, stay up on the blogging, I need to definitely try to expedite and do what's fastest, because I want to get back to people. And I do like the questions that they send in. I get some good stuff. So this is kind of my solution to it. And I like just answering it in the moment. I like just doing it off the cuff. I don't sit and, you know, you'll hear me start clicking through and just opening some of these up. And, I like kind of doing it that way, where it's like, surprise, here's the question, go ahead and answer it. So that way it can be good. I guess it can be a blessing and a curse. I'm not, it's not super concise, because sometimes I ramble, but, it is completely honest and off the cuff. So there you go. You know, you kind of trade one for the other there. All right, so getting down to it then, let me open up. Here we go. How is the BDSM stuff going for you, and are you liking it? Well, yes, it is going very well, and I am liking it. I got past my little submission freak out. Boy, I mean, that kind of threw me for a curve. And, you know, and I did kind of have, like, as I said, you know, there was an awkward talk there about it, you know, where I was kind of getting, you know, called out a little bit on it. And so I got past that, and I don't really know how. I mean, I think just kind of talking it through like I did, and then kind of just relaxing a little bit, you know, just saying, fuck it, you know, just get out of your goddamn head and go for it. And so, but since then, yes. I've been having a lot of fun, been tied up several different times. And, it's definitely getting more intense for me. I don't know, you know, I don't really know what's on the other side of that for the other person, but it's definitely getting more intense for me. The actual experience of it, it's a lot of stimulation, And it's not like anything, it's first let me say, it's just definitely not like anything I've ever experienced. It, because it's all these things combined at once put on you. So it's almost like, it's a little bit like sensory overload. It's a lot of mental and sensual and then stimulation of a lot of different things at once. And I almost feel like, God, I think like the best way to explain it is it just, it sort of taps into primal things, primal lizard brain things. And so you're very in the moment, but it's on a very, I don't want to say basic level. That's not the right word I'm looking for. It's on a very primal. It's just not like, okay, you know, you're not sitting there thinking like, oh shit, how's my ass looking? How's my stomach looking? You know, you're not like thinking about some shit that can kind of get in your mind when you're having sex because, you know, you have so much going on. You're tied up. You know, you're not able to participate like you normally would in the sex act. All this stuff is being done to you. And you kind of have to sit back and take it. And that's weird. And then, you know, and you're being touched and bitten and spanked or, you know, yanked into one direction, your hair's being pulled. You know, you've got your clits being stimulated beyond belief. You have a cock in your ass and fingers in your vagina. And, you know, It's a lot. So I find that I like it a lot. I mean, you know, I like it. I'm liking it a lot. I still feel like I'm just kind of scratching the surface and starting to understand more about it as far as what it's bringing up in me, because it's not just, you know, it's not just like going and having sex. It's not just like a standard run-of-the-mill, you know, sexual encounter. It's a lot more than that. So, I'm still trying to, you know, I still try to process all of it. But I can tell you this, I like it, and I'm going to keep doing it. And where it takes me or where, you know, where I end up with it, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm on that road trip there. But do I think it's going to, you know, like take over my life and like, oh my God, I have to be submissive and I can't, you know, not get off unless I am. No. I mean, I still want to, you know, one of my fantasies that you know, or on my bucket list is, you know, to dominate, to reverse those roles, you know, to switch and to be the dominant one and make somebody submit to me. And what's interesting is, you know, what I'm doing now will certainly make me understand that better, depending on who I'm with. So, I still have that. I mean, I still have that dominant side for sure. That's never probably going to go away, but the actual, you know, the actual BDSM stuff is very fun. Like it a lot. Immensely enjoy it. So, okay, there we go with that. Let's see what's up next here. Okay. Did you get new sex toys and how are those working out? I did, but I think I mentioned that, but I thought I maybe mentioned that a little bit of that before. Anyway, yes, I did. Got new sex toys. I got like a new sort of little bullet. It's a bullet, but it's just batteries. There's no cord, which is nice. It fits nicely in my purse. I can take it with me. You know, has good power to it. I like that a lot. I also got this thing called the Womanizer. And it sucks your clit. It's like got this little, it almost looks like, you know what it almost looks like? An ear thermometer. And so it has that little piece like on the end there, but it's this, like a size that fits around your clit. And they actually have different sizes depending, I guess, if you have a big clit or a small clit, whatever. And you use that and it sucks. And yeah, that thing, woohoo, that thing is damn good. I mean, really, really, really good. It makes the bottoms of my feet burn in the arches. And I had forgotten about that feeling. I haven't had that feeling in a long time. I don't know why. Just, again, nobody's overstimulated me. It's when I get overstimulated, and when you're, you know, probably like when you're super, super sensitive, probably like the head of a penis. I mean, if you're licking it the wrong way, it's just like, if it's too much, you have to like tell someone to stop. Or, you know, usually right after you come, you know, it's like, okay, stop overstimulating. You know, that's too intense right there. But this is before I come, and it's so, I'm getting overstimulated, and it makes, when I get overstimulated, I feel that all the way down on the arches of my feet. They burn. They're like burning. They're heating up. It's an interesting little thing. And so I'm using this thing, and it's like all of a sudden my freaking feet are burning. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Well, so instead of stopping, I'm like, I'm going to push past this because I think there's a damn good orgasm waiting on the other side of that. And sure as shit, oh my God, woo! Yes, there have been several good orgasms waiting on the other side of that. But it's almost kind of hard because you do, I mean, you're like, oh, 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 oh. I mean, it's totally intense. And you have to kind of just like ride that wave, that real big, oh, intense wave. Whereas normally, if that was a guy, you'd be like, you would be pushing him away, grabbing his head, moving his hand, whatever, like, you know, kind of slow, getting him to stop. Like you're like, you would say, I need a break from that, or you got to try a different angle or whatever. That's too intense. But I'm self-inflicting it on myself. And so therefore I'm like, okay, just go for it. And anyway, it's, yes, that was very good. The next thing is, I got one of those Hitachi massagers used on me. I mean, shit, how long those have been around since the 70s? I don't know how long those have been out. But again, as per usual, I'm late to the party. This is not a new technology thing, but those things are strong. Those are so strong. And the first time somebody used it on me, I was like, holy shit. No way. Oh yeah, I came a couple times with that. No, those things are no joke. And of course I was instantly, you know, gone on Amazon the next day. I'm like, please, Amazon Prime, ship that to me right away. So yeah, I got one of those, and I do like that a lot. I enjoyed that a lot. You know, I mean, it's a little old school, but hey, whatever. I mean, it's definitely gets the job done. And if you want to kind of just put it on there, like, and you know, I've been kind of playing around with it. The thing with it is that it's so strong, you have to hold it right where you're, because it's already giving so much vibration. And so you have to, what I found is like, you kind of have to hold it back a little bit, just set it lightly on there. And then once you're getting close, I just fucking jam that sucker on my pubic bone and boom, there it goes. So I do enjoy that. Yes, I enjoy the Hitachi. So things are, yeah, I'm having fun. I definitely want to get some more sex toys though. I'd like to get something really good for my G-spot. If it vibrated like the Hitachi, I'd probably lose my mind. But, oh, actually, B.E. said that he has a smaller one that has a little handheld, it's a battery one, and it's smaller. And it has little attachments, and I guess one of them is you can, you know, hit your G-spot with it. I'm like, all right, bring it on. Let's do it. So I'll see how that goes. That's exciting. Let's see. What's the next one here? Okay. Oh, here's an interesting question. Boy, people just love to get right up in there. Okay. Do you worry about STDs, and are you on birth control? Well, of course I worry about STDs. Shit, who doesn't? Look, if you're having sex with multiple people, as safe as you're being, you still worry. I mean, I do. Maybe I'm a worrywart. I don't know. Maybe that's not normal. I don't know. You know, the thing of it is that the only way to be 100% sure you're not going to get an STD is to not have sex. Well, okay, that option's off the list, okay? You can just have sex with one person. And if they're being monogamous with you and you're being monogamous with them and everyone's telling each other the truth, you know, then you've reduced those chances greatly, obviously, if everybody's clean. But none of that, you know, that's not an option for me right now either. So yes, while I'm doing this, absolutely, it's on my mind. And I do practice safe sex, and I go and see my doctor every 2 months, and I get retested. And, you know, I've never had an STD, and, you know, I hope I never get one. I'm not expecting to get one by any stretch, but, you know, there is, if you are having sex with multiple partners, or if you're having sex at all, you are running the risk. So how are you going to manage it, and how much of a risk is it? And based on that, you know, you got to make your decisions on what's right for yourself. But yeah, of course it occurs to me. And I'm seriously, there's sometimes if I really, really sit and think about it, and I've had conversations with friends about it, like, I just want to freaking make it through the year. Like that's part of my, one of the things that's going to motivate me, you know, like to maybe just, that's a vote for the monogamy camp there. It's like, you know, less of a concern about getting an STD and thinking about it, you know, and having it be on your mind and having to go get checked every 2 months and, you know, and all that stuff. You know, thank goodness my doctor, I mean, I don't go to a clinic, guys. I know a lot of people that I talk to, they go to a clinic. You know, I'm a grown-ass woman. I go to my OBGYN. We talk about this stuff. She knows what I'm doing. You know, and she's very informative, and we discuss, you know, all of the risks, you know, so I feel informed. But, you know, again, yes, I'm going to continue, you know, to do what I'm doing right now. And then, you know, I'll think about what the next, when this is all done, I'll think about what the next phase is. Am I on birth control? Yes, I am on birth control. I decided that would be also wise when I started this. I was not on before I started this. And at the very beginning of that, I was not on birth control either because, you know, condoms are obviously a pregnancy preventer. I had a previous relationship several years back where I had a boyfriend for 5 years, and I didn't want to be on birth control because I was so sick of that shit fucking up my system. And so we just used condoms the whole time, and we use them every time, and I didn't mind, and I didn't get pregnant. So, you know, they're definitely a great, you know, barrier method, but that being said, with, you know, that was with one person. If I got pregnant, I would know who it was. The last thing I would want is to have an uncomfortable situation, you know, where I'm like, you know, some Jerry Springer episode. Well, who's the daddy? You know, that's not happening. So, So yeah, I did get on birth control. I do want to say one thing about this, because I know that the, you know, for the women out there, you know, and I don't know if the guys are fully up to speed on this. You know, the birth control, it can be problematic. It really, it's a hormone. I mean, it's a hormone. You're injecting, well, I inject the, what I get is a shot. You're putting, you know, chemicals in your body, and there are side effects. I mean, you get a side effect, you know, from doing that. So for me this time around, what the side effects have been is, you know, and I noticed a difference right away, because I started without it and then started taking it about 3 months or so into this, that, it's a little harder for me to have an orgasm. It's a little harder for me to get there. And it wasn't harder before. So, you know, that sucks. I can still, you know, I'm still having orgasms, but, you know, it's more work. It's more work for me. It's more work for the other guy. Would I prefer not to be on it? Oh, hell yeah, of course. But that's, you know, again, you know, while I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, you have to make trades. There's just trade-offs that have to be made. So that's one of them. But so to answer that question to the person who wrote that in, yes, 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 yes. I am on birth control, and I worry about STDs, but I think any normal person would. Okay. Let's see here. Next question. You know what? And I swear to God, I'm going to turn this phone off. There we go. We're turning the ringer off every dang time. It's like a guarantee. If I try to do a podcast, I'm going to have, my phone's going to start going off. Okay. Next one. Are you still lightening your vagina? I've been thinking about, oh, this is from a girl. Are you still lightening your vagina? I've been thinking about doing this myself. I just started about a week ago. I know, because I said I got this stuff a long time ago, right? And then I just was lazy. You know, anything I have to like put on daily or twice a day, you know, I'm really horrible about it over the long haul. So, but yes, I finally said, you know what, just start doing it. It's been about a week. I haven't done it twice a day every day, but I have been putting it on. And I think it's working a little bit. I think, I mean, it could be, you know, it could be in my head. I think it does look a tad bit lighter, but it wasn't, it's not, you know, it's not dark. There's not, I don't have dark parts. So, but still, I want to see, this is just so crazy. I just want to see if I can get them pink like the porno chicks. Oh, we'll see what happens. I'm going for it. So, and I'll be the guinea pig. And to the lovely gal that sent this in, you know, if you want to wait, I promise that I'll update you privately, at a later date, you know, as maybe in like 2 weeks or something, as then I'll probably know more at that point. But, you know, when I do know more, I'm happy to report back. But so far, it doesn't, you know, it's just very, you don't even notice it's on there. I mean, just, blends right in and I think it's working. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see. What's the next one here? Oh, the sound quality was shitty on the podcast you did with Cowboy Ann. Yes, Captain Obvious. It was. I know. I'm sorry. I said on a different podcast, I said, I apologized. It was shit. That, what happened was, you know, I'm not used to using this microphone with anybody else. And so I have it set just to pick up the sound coming directly from where I'm sitting, not all the way around the microphone on the other side of the microphone where, you know, where he was sitting. And anyway, So I played around with the settings and changed it. And as it turns out, I should have tested. I did do one test that didn't work. Anyway, I'll have to sort of play around with it before I do another podcast where I'm in, where someone else is there with me. And oh, by the way, BE said he would do one. So I'm very excited that he's such a trooper. I'm very excited that, you know, to get him on there so you can kind of get a feel for, you know, what kind of guy he is. But hopefully at that point I'll have played around with it and I'll know what the correct setting is. Actually, I should just, it's a good microphone. I'm sure I could just get online and, you know, figure it out. I don't think I have the brochure anymore. Maybe I do. Yeah, well, probably just best to just open up the brochure. Hey, there's a novel idea. Anyway, I know it was shitty. I'm sorry. You know, and after we had done that, that was a long podcast. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, I didn't want to say, hey, could you do it over? I mean, that was nice of Cowboy N to agree to it. And, you know, I just went with it. So it could be that we get another shitty one until I figure it out. But people, work with me, all right? Okay. What's the next one? Here we go. Oh boy. You were wrong on your man, everybody's like jumping on me. Okay. You were wrong on your podcast with Cowboy N. He was right about the height for women. I realized this. Yes. Here we go. Everybody ready? Drum roll. I was wrong. And he was right. Do I say it again? I was wrong and he was right. I think I already told him that. You know, I'll tell you, the thing about me is, you know, I'm definitely, you know, opinionated, and sometimes I just open my yap before I think. In certain scenarios. And this was definitely one of them. But I'm always quick to say I was wrong. And I'm always good about saying I'm sorry. I don't have a problem saying I'm wrong. And I never have a problem apologizing when I need to. So I don't know if I need to apologize about being wrong, but I did point out to him that, yes, in fact, I was wrong. I admit it. You were right. You did say 5'3 to 5'5. And therefore, you know, I said that he didn't say 5'5. He did. So, okay. Okay. Whew. I feel like I'm in the hot seat here. Okay. Oh, shit. I'm still in the hot seat. This next one. What is with you people? Are you like the Cowboy N secret fan club? Oh, you're supposed to love me more. Me. Okay. You were... this is a woman. I think she's a little jealous. Okay. You were really rude to Cowboy N during your interview. I'm surprised he foxed you. Well, let me think about this before I respond. You know, thank you for your observant question or observant statement there. You know, I went back and listened to that. When you are interviewing somebody, you are focused on, you know, I was focused on asking the questions, digging in for the answers, and moving the conversation along and trying to keep it focused and on track. So I really did miss a lot of what he said. And so when I thought it was a very good, really interesting things that he had to say. And I appreciated being able to go back and listen to it. And I do somewhat agree with that statement. you know, when I went back and listened to it, I was like, God, boy, I sounded kind of bitchy. You know, like I was like kind of on him a bit. And, I mean, just, I don't know if bitchy is the right word. Maybe it is. And, you know, I listened to it and I thought, oh gosh, you know, it just struck me, you know, that, the way that I was interacting with him. Now, not surprising though, the extension of that is that's the night that we had our little talk about being submissive. And I think what was going on there and when I look back at that and what I kind of hear or, you know, heard, you know, in hindsight was just a little bit, it was the power struggle kind of manifesting itself a little bit. So I was a little passive aggressive, I think, on that, you know, and so I do tend to agree, you know, with that statement, you know, that, you know, I was, I don't know that I agree with the word rude, but, you know, I was giving him some shit, you know, kind of pushing his buttons a little bit and, or trying to, whether or not that it worked or not, I don't know. But, you know, I agree a little bit with that. There's some truth in there. And so just so you know, like my personal philosophy on stuff like this is when somebody says something to you, like if you think it's way out in left field, I always kind of ask myself, like, where's the truth in that statement? You know, what's the truth in that statement? And I think if you look, even when, you know, you feel like you're being criticized, you can always find that. May not be immediate, you know, like when later on when we had a little conversation, I was like, I just can't wait to get in the fucking car and get the fuck out of here so I can think, you know, but that's me. Like, I like to think something through and, you know, and if I don't have an immediate response, you know, or somebody saying something, I'm like, well, I think there's some truth to this. I really do want to, you know, get their feedback and then think about it, you know, and really kind of mull it over. So I'll say that, you know, I was definitely, there was a dynamic there that this person who sent this email, you know, was picking up on, and that's astute of them. I'll say that, about the fact that you're surprised that he, fucks me. I don't know what to say about that. I'm not, because I'm fun and I like to fuck and he likes to fuck and that works out well for both of us. So aside from that, you know, I can't say much more, but, you know, I do like fucking him and I'm going to continue to do so. There we go. Okay. Next one. If you're having a hard time being submissive, maybe it's not really for you. All these statements. I'm answering statements. It just should be like, it's not really Q&A, but I do have something to say about that. Yeah, it's not my, I mean, you know, I think that it's not my nature. It's not my lane, so to speak, but it's something that I enjoy immensely. I like that, you know, that power exchange. And that's the thing. It's, you know, that's the thing right there, guys, is it's a power exchange. It's not a power grab. So, you know, there's a process to that. It's just a grab. Someone could just come in and just take it. That's something different. But the power exchange itself that you're actually, you know, experiencing, it's kind of like a dance. And, you know, I'm learning how to dance without stepping on toes, and I'm trying to find my way through it. After we had that talk, you know, and I thought about it, I really kind of lightened up about it, got out of my head. I was getting a little too heady. you know, just overthinking it. And, you know, and I just went with it. And since then, we've had some really fun get-togethers. And it's progressing, you know, it's moving to a different level. And, I like that, you know, and I'm not having the anxiety about it that I was. I'm not having, you know, the issues with it that I was. Now, is there still that, you know, what do you call it? I don't know, that rub, you know, between Cowboy and I, yes. Those are our personalities. He's a dominant personality and I'm a dominant personality. When I met him, I knew instantly, I'm like, I know who this guy is. I know, and I know the friction that I'm going to have with him. But I find that friction very hot, arousing, and sexy. So it's kind of part of the banter and the play, you know, the just when we're out and about or whatever, you know, the little teasing and stuff. For me, that's, I enjoy all that. And I knew when I met him, his type of personality, that's how my type of personality and his type of personality interact. And to me, I find that sexy. So, you know, would I consider myself to be a true, you know, submissive, like right out of the gate, like that's my nature? No, absolutely not. Am I finding my way there and having a lot of fun while I'm doing it? Fuck yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I really think that, you know, I almost think the more dominant you are, the more you want to do that. You know, it's like, fuck, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be thinking all the time. When I'm in this type of encounter, I'm not the one doing the thinking. I'm not calling the shots. And I mean, I have to agree to it, you know, but that's the trade, you know, that is the trade. And I like that. That's a good, you know, that's a night. It's so far, it's been working out well. So it's fine with me, you know, I mean, we're moving forward and, I'm not anxious anymore about it. And I'm curious again, just to kind of see where that all goes in the long run, you know, how that ends up. Yeah. I mean, how much farther down the rabbit hole can I keep going? I don't know, but I'm just going to keep going. I'm going for it. You know, maybe at some point I'll be like, okay, I've hit my limit. I don't want it. There's nothing, everything else past this pushes too much of a boundary, but you know, I don't know. That's the cool part is that that's the fun part. I don't know where my boundaries are. When you are having regular sex, and there's nothing wrong with regular sex, I still have regular sex and love regular sex, but when you're doing it, you already know, there's no, you know, you're not pushing any boundaries. You're already, yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not about that. So this is just something that, it's very exciting and I enjoy it. I like doing it a lot. Let's see, what's the next one here? The question is, what are your recommendations to meet a woman like yourself? Is it online dating service, going out to bars, nightclubs, social events? Any pointers would be appreciated. So, by the way, the emails I get are longer than that. I just kind of like ferret out the question. A lot of it's, you know, other stuff, but, you know, I enjoy your podcast, blah, 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 whatever, you know, and that's all, that's good. But I'm just for the sake of what we're doing here, I'm condensing this and, just searching out the actual question in the email. Now, I did actually respond to this guy and we did have an ongoing dialogue for a while there about it. But I think I wanted to put that out there for everyone else too, because, you know, how to meet a woman like myself. Oh my God. I hope there's not another one like me roaming around out there. That's number one. But, you know, is an online dating, a dating service. I'm online. And I said, you've got to go to a hookup site, you know, and it's, you're going to get all kinds on there. People that are definitely not your speed, goofballs, weirdos, you know, head cases, whatever. You do have to sift and sort, you know, and weed through some of that. That being said, I have met some phenomenal, amazing guys, more phenomenal, amazing guys in a compressed amount of time than I can really believe. I mean, it's so to that end, you know, and even the guys that you don't always click with sexually, these are, I like them. You know what I mean? Like interesting people. Like I would out of, you know, outside of meeting like this, you know, under with this type of a, you know, goal or purpose in mind, I would absolutely, you know, hang out with these guys, be friends with them. So, you know, and then there's people that I just hope I never cross paths with again, but you know, that's normal, you know? So the online dating, I think on a hookup based site that don't go to eHarmony, don't go to match.com. You know, those are, you know, people are predominantly looking for a one-on-one relationship. And this guy in his question, he was saying, you know, he just wants to, you know, have fun, have a great connection, you know, not be in a serious relationship, but find somebody that he can enjoy. And I was like, well, and of course he wants to have sex. So boom, that's what you do. I would not go to night bars and nightclubs. I mean, I think if you just want a one-off, you can. If you just want to pick somebody up, take them home and have sex, that might be the way to go. But the problem is that if you don't like that person, you know, you could be dealing with a lot of headaches and, you know, cuckoo birds and all that stuff. So social events, I would say, are going to, again, would be more for relationships. And, you know, I mean, you could find people that are wanting just to, you know, have sexual-based relationships. But, again, why guess? You know, go to where you know they are. And those are the online hookup sites. That's my recommendation. If any, you know, I don't know. I'm not probably the aficionado on this stuff. I mean, I just kind of jumped out there, got in my one lane, and, you know, I've been working that one ever since. And I will say this though. I have also met a lot of people I think it's easier for girls though. I could pick up anybody, you know, and, if coffee shops and things like that are great. You know, you can kind of, I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to explain. So once your light comes on, you know, like, I don't know if it's your sex light or I don't even know what it is. Like you're putting out a vibe. Like somebody called it sex positive. I think that's a good way of putting it, but you're sex positive and people pick up on this shit. Men especially. This I know for a fact. This I know when I was younger and I used to flirt and all that. If you put that, you know, you just got that little, you turn your light on and boy, they will pick up on it. So that's not going to help this guy because he's a guy, but women, you know, if you don't want to do online, you don't have to. I mean, you really don't. And it's, women do have the advantage, you know, I think when it comes to this stuff, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to disagree that, you know, if a woman wants to go out and get laid, she has a better chance of making that happen, you know, just on a random night, you know, versus a guy. So, anyhow, but being flirtatious and, you know, wherever you go is also, you know, a good way to do this. And I personally find that works well. I do use that method and I have met some of the guys that way. So, you know, all those things considered, but for, you know, for a guy, I would say just go online, hook up sites, and then you got to be persistent and work through. Just know, like when I said a while back, I'm like, people, this is a job. You got to work this like a job, you know, like a system. You got to run it like a business and things will happen. Okay. Sorry for that. I know I kind of got off. I was really like stuck on that one. Okay. Here's another one. Oh, here's a it's a statement and a question. Okay. Says, B.E. sounds perfect. Why don't you just see him? Well, B.E. is pretty damn near perfect. You're right about that. I am not, you know, right now I am out there, you know, and I want to experience different things. As I said before, I know that this is not sustainable. And really at my core, it's really not me, you know, so it can be me for this window in time. And when I say it's not me, I don't mind seeing, you know, I don't mind seeing more than one person. I don't mind being, you know, in an open relationship, that kind of a thing. But the time and commitment and, you know, everything that this takes is a lot. And if I wouldn't have made it a goal, trust me, I would not be going at this pace. There's just no way. I mean, right now I have three guys that I see regularly, and I like all three of them a lot. Right now I have in my inbox on the site that I use, the hookup site, 70 emails in there right now that I have not responded to. And truthfully, right now, I'm just kind of content. It's making me, I don't want to say lazy, but, you know, I'm kind of like, shit, you know, do I need to keep pushing this forward and meeting new guys? I don't know. That's my question right now. I probably will. But I'm like, I don't even want to log in because I don't want to look at those emails building up, and I don't want to be like, now I got to go through them. It's either go through them or just hit the delete button and start over. So I don't know. But anyway, back, you know, why don't I just see him? I think I kind of answered that. I'm curious to see what, you know, what happens when this is over, because he is amazing. I mean, I don't know that I could say enough good things about him. I really don't. And, you know, he went to yoga with me the other day. You know, I mean, what a trooper. He goes to freaking yoga with me, hot yoga for an hour and a half. Sweating his ass off with me in the front row. Never done it before. I mean, just because he like wanted to see me. You know, we both work. We're busy. Sometimes our schedules don't always match up. You know, and he's like, hey, I want to see you. Let's go to yoga. Can I go to yoga with you? I'm like, yes, of course. You know, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. It's, yes, we're excited because we enjoy each other sexually, but there's more to it than that. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. And for me, you know, and I don't want to, I'm not, that's not to take away from, you know, anybody else. There has to be more than just that. I mean, and even, you know, I know even Cowboy Ann said it. I mean, you know, it's like, you got to have some kind of something with this person outside the bedroom. Otherwise it's just not as fun. It just isn't, you know? And so, you know, BE is amazing. I look forward to seeing him every time. And, I still have to write another BE story. And, maybe I can do that tonight. Anyway, gotta get that up. Okay. So I think that answered that. Why don't I see just him? It's timing, you know, it's just timing right now. It's not the right time, but he's definitely the kind of person that you know, that outside of this, what, you know, outside of this relationship with that guy? Absolutely. Hands, no, you know, no question about it. He's great. So, okay. Let's see, where's the next one? Oh, I remember that. Okay, this is a good one. If the shoe were on the other foot, would you sleep with someone that was blogging about you? Very, very good question. I'm surprised nobody asked that sooner. Boy, I tell you. I don't know. I gotta be honest. I don't know. That's a toughie. See, my girl brain just kicked in. I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to know about who he's sleeping with and what, how I compare? I mean, I would be curious. I'd be getting in there. I'd be reading shit. It might bother me. I know, like, so generic example, I know, you know, so, you know, when I first met Clark, he knew I was seeing other guys. He just didn't want to know about, he didn't want any details. He wasn't going to read the blog. I think he may have stumbled on it. I'm not sure about that. Got a little issue there, but, I think that, and I understand, you know, I said the same thing too. I have a different dynamic with him, and I can tell you, no, I wouldn't want to know with him either. I would not. So what I think I'm getting at is, I think it depends on the person. So if I look at all the guys that are on here that I've written about, there's some that, you know, we do talk about other relationships and it's, you know, and I like, you know, and like, I like to get in there and hear the details. I'm like, oh my God, talk about this, talk about that. Doesn't bother me. But with some people it would. So I think it really just depends on, who it is, you know, and how I feel about them. And there's certain people you connect with differently. And then there's other people that, you know, you connect well with them. But it's not something that sparks any, anything that would just make you feel bad or, you know, something that you just wouldn't want to know about. So, you know, it really does just depend on, you know, who it is. I mean, I think this kind of, some similar, I think, kind of came up one time with Cowboy N in the very beginning. What were we talking about? I don't even know how we would, it was just something about, sharing, like, would you, like, would I say, like, recommend to one of my friends, I'm like, oh, hey, I got this great guy. Yeah, you should fuck him or whatever. You know, like, would I pass him around? I don't know. Is that what we were talking about? Something like that. And it was kind of the same thing. It's like, there's certain, and I think I might've said no. And he said, oh, are you the jealous type? You don't like to share. And I said, no, I mean, it's absolutely not. It doesn't have anything to do with, because I'm not the jealous type. I'm fortunately farthest on the other end, which has sometimes got me in trouble because sometimes I miss the signs of things that I should be aware of and see. I'm just oblivious to. I am not jealous about other women. I've always had a healthy self-esteem and I feel like, you know, and I feel like, hey, a guy's lucky to be with me. And that, I don't say that in a vain way. I just, you know, I know what I bring to the table. And on the same token, I also understand that somebody liking somebody else doesn't take away from me or a reflection of me. So knowing it is one thing, but having it memorialized or wanting to hear about it or being able to read about it, that's another level. So, you know, I don't need to rub my nose in it. It's okay that it happens and goes on. And then what level do I want to be informed? That's the answer to the question here is, you know, it's really just going to vary person to person. And that's it. Okay. I think just do one more question. God, I'm going long. This is just me talking by myself. Hold on here. Whew, getting dry mouth. Okay. Last one. Is your pussy bald or do you have a strip? God, I feel like I got this question before. I feel like I answered this before. Maybe not. I have a strip. Just a little landing strip. I have sort of. So everything's lasered. And then I have a little landing strip. I'm not into that bald look. You know, I'm just not into it. I think a little strip looks nice. The other thing I think too is like, I feel like, you know, when I see a girl in her 20s, if it, you know, like a picture of a girl and she looks like she's in her 20s, I think that, quite frankly, I think it looks nice on them. When you start getting older, I don't know. I feel like it almost then looks, I don't know. It's a little too much like, I'm trying to be a little girl, you know, and I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman. I like being a woman. I'm happy about it, you know? So, I don't like the bald looks not right for me. When I see it, I think it looks nice. It looks attractive. I just don't, you know, I don't think that I need to run around with absolutely no hair on my vagina. All right. I hope that was on that note. Thanks for listening. I hope you made it through this big long-winded rant. Thanks for all the questions and comments. Keep them coming, guys. Really good stuff. And I appreciate it. And it tells me that you're listening and I'm actually really flattered. So thank you so much. And keep them coming. And as usual, you know where to reach me. Questions or comments, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.